الدعوة جزاك الله خيرا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابة أونلاين راديو Empowering the Ummah.
Welcome, ya Mustafa. Welcome.
Zulm tujh par bada, zalimon ne kiya. Istiqamat ko teri salam aafiya. Zulm tujh par bada, zalimon ne kiya. Istiqamat ko teri salam aafiya. Istiqamat ko teri salam aafiya. Qaid mein ghair ke apni izzat rahe. Qaum ki hoti pa maal hurmat rahe. Qaid mein ghair ki apni izzat rahe. Qaum ki hoti pa maal hurmat rahe. Sharm walon ka sar sharm se jhuk gaya. Istiqamat ko teri salam aafiya. Zulm tujh par bada, zalimon ne kiya. Istiqamat ko teri salam aafiya. Istiqamat ko teri salam aafiya. Hum se jo ho saka kar dikhayenge hum. Behna tujhko rehai dilayenge hum. Hum se jo ho saka kar dikhayenge hum. Behna tujhko rehai dilayenge hum. Ahd pura karenge jo humne kiya. Istiqamat ko teri salam aafiya. Zulm tujh par bada, zalimon ne kiya. Istiqamat ko teri salam aafiya. Istiqamat ko teri salam aafiya. Ek naya azm aur hausla de diya. Qaum ko tune sari khada kar diya. Ek naya azm aur hausla de diya. Qaum ko tune sari khada kar diya. Tere sar par rahe saaye kibriya. Istiqamat ko teri salam aafiya. Zulm tujh par bada, zalimon ne kiya. Istiqamat ko teri salam aafiya. Istiqamat ko teri salam aafiya. Daastaan teri ghar ghar sunayenge hum. Qaum soi hai isko jagayenge hum. Daastaan teri ghar ghar sunayenge hum. Qaum soi hai isko jagayenge hum. Ek din dekh badlega jughrafiya. Istiqamat ko teri salam aafiya. Tujh par bada, zalimon ne kiya. Istiqamat ko teri salam aafiya. Istiqamat ko teri salam aafiya. Istiqamat ko teri salam aafiya. Istiqamat ko
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم and welcome to a Monday edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Sulaiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Today being the 23rd of Jama'atul Ula 1446, corresponding to the 25th of November 2024. We've got approximately 97 days, my beloved, respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, till the Mubarak month of Ramadan. And as you heard the nasheed that was playing before our show, With regards to our beloved sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and return her to her home. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect her from the oppression of the zalims. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbil Alameen. 10 minutes after 12 Central African time, you can send in your recipe requests or your recipes through to 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, plus 27-84-786-3132. Inshallah, let us begin with our first recipe. Our first recipe is for chuza chicken fillets. Chuza chicken fillets, and this was sent in by Sister Fozia Pelwan, and the recipe credit goes to the Wooden Spoon SA. Say Jazakallah Khairan for sending and sharing this recipe. So what you're going to need, marinate 1 kilo fillet. So how you're going to marinate the 1 kilo fillet? You're going to use 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of Shan Tandoori spice, 1 tablespoon of Shan Tandoori spice, 1 tablespoon of Shan Tikka spice, 1 tablespoon of Shan Tikka spice. If you want, you can also add in 1 tablespoon of Shan butter chicken spice. If you want, you can add in 1 tablespoon of Shan butter chicken spice. 1 teaspoon of black pepper. 1 teaspoon of black pepper. 1/2 cup of yogurt. 1/2 cup of yogurt. 2 teaspoons of red ginger garlic, 2 teaspoons of red ginger garlic, 2 teaspoons of dana jiru, 2 teaspoons of dana jiru. You're going to need some red coloring. Thereafter, you can marinate for a few hours. If you want to grill, you can braai it, up to you. Then for your sauce, you're going to boil 3 tablespoons of oil. You're going to boil 3 tablespoons of oil. Then you're going to boil 2 tablespoons of fresh minced garlic. So you got a message, Jazakallah Khairan, to the listener, 95 days, as I said, plus minus, but nevertheless, 95 days till the month of Ramadan. So 2 tablespoons of fresh minced garlic, 2 teaspoons of green chili paste, 2 teaspoons of green chili paste, 2 teaspoons of green chili paste, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, 2 teaspoons of vinegar, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, 2 teaspoons of sugar, 2 teaspoons of sugar, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 tablespoon of Shan Tikka spice, 1 tablespoon of Shan Tikka spice, 1 tablespoon of Shan Tandoori spice, 1 tablespoon of Shan Tandoori spice, 1 tablespoon of Shan Nihari spice, 1 tablespoon of Shan Nihari spice. You're going to liquidize the above. Then you're going to add in 2 saucepans with 2 tablespoons of butter. You're going to add to the saucepan with 2 tablespoons of butter and 1/2 cup of fresh cream. 1/2 cup of fresh cream. Or if you want, you can add in a quarter tin of evaporated milk. Quarter tin of evaporated milk and red coloring. You're going to baste the chicken as it is baking. You can pour the remaining sauce before serving. And you can serve it with chips. So that was a recipe for the funza. What's it called? Funza. Chuza chicken fillets. And our next recipe we have is for spaghetti. Let's just see what is this recipe this person sent. So it was. That was a chuza. Then this one here is for the chicken donut. This one is for the chicken donut, and we say Jazakallah Khair, and the credits goes to a Baker's Bite recipe. So you're going to need one chicken breast, half an onion, 1 to 4 green chilies, 1 to 4 green chilies, 1 raw potato, 1 raw potato, you'll need some mint leaves, coriander leaves, then you're going to need 1 egg, 1 egg and 1 egg for egg wash. And then you're going to need salt to taste. Salt to taste. 1 teaspoon of pepper. 1 teaspoon of pepper. 1 teaspoon of onion powder. 1 teaspoon of onion powder. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 teaspoon of garlic powder. 1 teaspoon of garlic flakes. 1 teaspoon of garlic flakes. 2 teaspoons of chili powder. 2 teaspoons of chili powder. 1/4 cup of bread flour. Then in a blender, you're going to add the chicken. You're going to add in the onions, the green chili, potatoes, mint, coriander, the egg, and the spices. Thereafter, you're going to blend until a fine paste forms. Transfer to a bowl and add the breadcrumbs and mix well. Grease your hands and using a medium-sized school scoop. Scoop the dough out and roll it into a ball. And flatten it using your palm. And make a hole in the center. to form a dough. To form a dough. Place the chicken donut in an oiled pellet. Place the chicken donut in an oiled plate. In a bowl, add the egg. In a bowl, add the egg and beat it. And beat now, add the donut. Add the donut and coat it well. Now place the donut in the breadcrumbs and coat all sides. So in a bowl, you're going to add the egg and beat. And now you're going to add the donut and coat it well. Now place the donut in the breadcrumbs and coat all sides. Heat a pan with the oil and fry until golden brown. Heat a pan with oil and fry until golden brown. Until it's brown on all sides. Then you're going to drain the oil and serve with your favorite sauce or chutney. And that was the recipe for the chicken donut. The next recipe, I'm not sure what name is it, right? But I know it was a spaghetti recipe, but the person never put the name for this recipe. But nonetheless, we're going to read out the recipe for you. You're going to boil 1 packet of fettuccine or spaghetti. Fettuccine or spaghetti. You can use normal elbow pasta as well. Then you're going to drain that aside. You're going to drain and set aside. Then you're going to braise 1 finely diced onion in ghee. You're going to braise 1 finely diced onion in ghee. Thereafter, you're going to add in 2 sliced chilies. Thereafter, you're going to add in 2 sliced chilies. Then you're going to add in 1/2 red, 1/2 green, 1/2 yellow pepper. 1/2 red, 1/2 yellow, 1/2 green pepper. And this is going to be chopped. Thereafter, you're going to add in 4 cloves of minced garlic. Thereafter, you're going to add in 4 cloves of minced garlic. 1 teaspoon of green chili paste. 1 teaspoon of green chili paste. 750-gram cubed fillets. 750-gram cubed fillets. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of white pepper. 1 teaspoon of white pepper. 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper. 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper. 1/2 teaspoon of arad. 1/2 teaspoon of arad. 1 teaspoon of chili powder. 1/2 teaspoon of arad, 1 teaspoon of chili powder. Then you're going to cook all of this here, right? Then you're going to add in 1/2 cup of double thick yogurt. You're going to add in 1/2 cup of double thick yogurt. You're going to add in 1 cup of fresh cream. You're going to add in 1 cup of fresh cream. And then you're going to boil it. You're going to boil it and you're going to toss it into the pasta. You'll toss it into the pasta. You're going to add 1 tub of sour cream as well. 1 tub of sour cream as well. Sprinkle some cheese. Sprinkle some cheese. And then you're going to serve immediately. You can bake it for around 20 to 25 minutes. All depends on, you know, sometimes your microwave, your oven, how long it takes. Some ovens bake faster than normal, but nonetheless, that's around the average time, about 20 to 25 minutes. Today after our next recipe, is there any other recipes here? Let's see. Okay, this recipe is called mini steak pitas. Mini steak pitas. So what you're going to need, you're going to need 1 kilo steak strips, 1 kilo steak strips, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of pepper, 1 teaspoon of pepper, 2 teaspoons of 6-gun grill spice or barbecue spice, 2 teaspoons of 6-gun grill spice or barbecue spice. You're going to need some green chilies. You're going to need some green chilies. Green chilies, then you're going to need 2 teaspoons of red ginger garlic, 2 teaspoons of red ginger garlic, 1 teaspoon of steak and chops masala, 1 teaspoon of steak and chops masala, 1 teaspoon of garlic and chili paste, 1 teaspoon of garlic and chili paste, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, 2 tablespoons of vinegar, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of chili powder, 2 teaspoons of chili powder, 1 teaspoon of dhana jiru, 1 teaspoon of dhana jiru, 1 teaspoon of dhana jiru. Then you're going to cook until it's done. Thereafter, you're going to add in 1 cup of robot peppers chopped. 1 cup of robot peppers chopped. One sliced onion. 2 tablespoons of Steers tikka sauce. 2 tablespoons of Steers tikka sauce, 2 tablespoons of sweet chili sauce, 2 tablespoons of sweet chili sauce, 2 tablespoons of Steers prego sauce, 2 tablespoons of Steers barbecue sauce, 2 tablespoons of chili sauce. Now you're going to simmer this on low, then you're going to serve it in minis or wraps, or use it in a toasted steak sandwich. And that was the recipe for mini steak pitas. Say jazakallah khairan to the listeners that sent in your recipes and your recipe request and the recipes. We're going to go for a small nasheed break, and inshallah when we come back, we will continue with our program, and that is our discussion, our daily nasiha that we normally have on a weekday, Monday to Thursday, between 12:30 and 12:45, and between 12:45 and 12:50, inshallah. But if you have any queries that you'd like to discuss or address, or if you have any positive criticism that you'd like us to say that you're not doing it like that, maybe you should do this, maybe you should do that, then alhamdulillah, you can send the messages on 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132.
All of this, then what happens? That also spills over to the weekend. So when this spills over onto the weekend, this means now that you won't really enjoy your weekend, because that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us. He's made us to exert ourselves. He's made us to give, to dedicate our time to His worship ultimately. And working, men going out earning, This is part of worshipping Allah, provided that the job is within the confines of Sharia, you're not breaking the laws of Sharia, then this entire time for you becomes, it becomes fruitful, it becomes ibadah. You are not doing the wrong, you are not doing haram, you are sticking to the Sharia, then this becomes beneficial for you. So this concept that they have taken out, I would like to say that that's a very it's a vision which is reaching up to the tip of your nose. And a mu'min, if you see his vision, ittaqu firasat al-mu'min fa innahu yandhuru bi nurillah. He's casting his net way deep in. He's not just concerned about this dunyawi world, this worldly life. He's casting his net towards the akhirah. He's seeing that, Ya Allah, I want to meet you. I want to meet my beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Man ahabba liqa'a Allahi, man ahabba liqa'a Allahi, ahabba Allahu liqa'a. Whoever desires, wishes to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves to meet Allah, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to meet such people too. And waman kariha liqa'a Allahi, kariha Allahu liqa'ah. Whoever dislikes to meet Allah, Allah dislikes to meet him. So this is what we say to you first, that use your time now beneficially. Use it in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's see that in this time now, there must not be a single salah that I miss with for the boys, for the men. You are not boys, you are men. You are men. Doesn't mean, we're speaking to the matriculants, doesn't mean you are 18, 17, that you are not men. You are men from the time you reach maturity. You are men. Ideally, it's just a favor upon us by our parents that they allow us to go and study for so many years. It's their favor. Otherwise, according to Sharia, you're supposed to be out and about, earning from the age of 15, going out. But this favor is, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless our parents, they continue to search for our benefit. They continue to search for benefit. Just yesterday I met my honorable mother and I said, now it's time that you take it easy, relax, you exert too much. She said, no. And I said, now, I actually made this statement. I said, mommy, that you, I'm sure you must be happy now that you've got all your children off you. Like now it's just, you know, you can focus on yourself. She said, no, no, no. Our children, they are never, we're always worried about our children. That's parents. رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Constantly make the dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us. So for you, O children at home, teenagers, what must you do? You can see how to help your parents. Be of assistance. Be of assistance to your parents. Once you're married and that, it's very difficult. You will wish, there are days you will wish that I could just go back and spend some time with my mother or spend some time with my father and do a little bit. They actually, we don't do their khidmat. They make our khidmat. So let's see how we can spend our time in this. That's the first message for the matriculants. The other message which we've been giving on almost every program is that don't stress. Make istighfar for all the filth that you've learned with regards to all this LGBTQ and whatever it may have been, intentionally, unintentionally, whatever it may have been. Make istighfar for all of that there. Then, now, do not stress about what your results are going to be. What's done is done. Focus now on your taqwa, because let's be honest, ideally what you're worried about, you're worried about your bank balances, you're worried about what's going to happen. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Surah At-Talaq, end of verse 2, verse 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. That whoever adopts taqwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open a way out for him. So you're stressing now, you are worried. There's no need to worry. Believe it or not, you are still breathing, you are still alive, there's nothing that you are, if you're listening to this here, of course you're breathing. And there's nothing to say you are going to enter into Jahannam now. So you have this opportunity now to become the friend of Allah. From this day onwards, my advice to you, O matriculants, you become the friends of Allah. These are the men of Allah. The men of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are something else. This is something that we should aspire for. Let's look at two verses of the Quran Sharif. One is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Suratul, this is Surah Yunus, in verse number 62, Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahsanun. Surely the friends of Allah, they do not experience grief and they do not experience any pain. In this world and the year after, even you may say, but look at that friend of Allah, how much of difficulty is going through, so much of poverty, this, that. No, esteemed listener, no, esteemed youth, this is not difficulty. Did you not ponder about Ibrahim alayhi salam in the fire? Outwardly looked difficult, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made that difficulty easy for him. Similarly, your difficulties, yes, it's a sickness, but when you have Allah on your side, it becomes easy for you. So this is something that is beneficial for us. And then there are other verses as well, which we'll look at, and where Allah describes the men of intelligence. So that's the two. Don't stress, don't worry, don't even let suicide be amongst anything. Speak to us. Brother Suleiman is here, we are here. Send us a message. Tell us what is wrong, what is bothering you. Your parents are putting pressure on you. We'll tell you, don't let it get to you. You know. In fact, I read a beautiful message the other day. Mulana Ashraf Ali Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali, someone wrote to him and said, the parents are forcing him. So Mulana Ashraf Ali Tanwi Rahmatullah Ali advised the child, you fail. You make sure you fail. And he says, and after one, two times, the parent also gave up. And then he went and he became an alim. So this is ways which we need to become the friends of Allah. No one says don't go out and search for your earnings. That is 100%. No one says don't study through UNISA or doing something. But make sure what you are doing is 100%. That's all.
Well, another very disturbing thing that has come across on social media. There's a particular individual, Mulana, that's using social media to lure women into making a so-called nikah facility. No parda, no mahram, nothing. I don't know, maybe the ummati can tackle it. We can give you the information, no problem. We can provide you with the evidence. But I thought, you know, it's imperative that we bring it to the public notice that, you know what, this particular individual is telling women, or he's trying to find his spouse, and there's certain other things that he's done that goes against the Sharia, but for making adhan at odd hours. At 11 o'clock at night, you're making adhan. And what? I don't know whether you were making adhan in public, in the Qibla direction. First, you can't make adhan at any time. Adhan is not stipulated or not a toy that you can just go around making adhan whenever you feel like, you know?
So how does the adhan, is it?
No, it's a Sunni Muslim. It's a Sunni practicing Muslim, not a Shia. But my concern is that He's targeting women in such a way that he's bringing them into an interactive place, right? And he's talking to them and he's trying to listen to their voice and trying to get to know them and want to interact with them. Also with this haram paddle thing, he's inviting them for a paddle, you know? So maybe Ummati can...
you can send me the information, inshallah.
You know, inshallah, I will. So I just thought maybe you can also address it on air as well.
So once we see the evidence, then it will be much more. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, لَيْسَ الْخَبْرُ كَالْمُعَيَنَا. There's no news like eyewitness news. So when we see it, then we can tackle it better, inshallah.
No, but then we've seen it like...
Yeah. So this year, few weeks ago, we also addressed that whole situation of that certain Dajjal, we'll call him, who came on and he said he's the prophet after Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he's, I don't know what is he claiming and everything, but nonetheless these individuals come about every now and again, and it's vitally and imperative that we expose such people. They are kidnappers, and if you say, but this is wrong, then it doesn't make sense, even according to your knowledge, which you may say, but I don't have much knowledge. And even according to that, it doesn't make, you know, some people, when you bring to them evidence, then they all of a sudden, they turn the conversation around and they say, yeah, but I'm not so knowledgeable. But when it was time to attack, all that time, how many situations we dealt with like this, yeah? When it was time to attack and say, why are you doing this? Then they loud-mouthed. But when you bring to them that, see, here's my evidence, let's not get emotional, let's use evidence. Then they say to you, yeah, but I think maybe my knowledge is short. Now you use that reverse psychology to downplay what you need to say or to downplay your ignorance. But accordingly, when we have that, one of the guests who came on, Mike Polis, Brother Suleiman, you organize him every now and again. Maybe you can get him soon again. He speaks, and he's not a Muslim, he's a Christian. And he tells us that there are people out there, and it's important that we have to expose them because they're causing so much of harm on social media and that. And he says, cyber crime. This is one of the worst crimes that we're currently facing. Hacking and all of this. Yeah. It's imperative. So why, when it comes to our deen, then we say, no, you mustn't do that. See, you, the General Abdullah out there, the General Fatima out there, we are not interested in your personal lives and scratching and trying to pull out things from you. That's not the issue. The issue is those people, like you've said, Brother Suleiman, they're coming out and they're being a harm to the rest of the people. You on your personal status, we are all sinners. I'm a sinner as well. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمَ خَطَّاؤُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ Every son of Adam alayhi salam is a sinner. So, we are all sinners. We are not interested in your personal sins. But once you becoming a harm, and we know this, Brother Suleiman, a person has a daughter, and someone comes to you, Brother Suleiman, this person here, what do you have to say about him? You see him every day. You know him. And you know he's a drug addict. He's doing all. Are you going to say that no, he's a good person? Then it becomes compulsory upon you to tell the truth. Similarly, with these issues here. So I think it's important, Brother Suleiman, maybe tomorrow we can open it up more, inshallah.
No, definitely, Mulana, we can and we will, inshallah. We have to address this issue.
Gee, and this is it's an amanat because Allah has granted us this platform. If we are silent on issues and we can't benefit the ummah, then we'll be questioned as well.
No, definitely, Mawlana. We have to be questioned. And also on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask us, my deen was being tarnished and being ruined. You as the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not even us as the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but other ummah prior to us, prior to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask, what did you do in order to protect the religion? You know, they say the weakest form of iman is to make dua. If you can't do anything, if you can't make any action by physically going there and stopping, look at the Mujahideen when the Quran was burnt in public in Sweden, in all these other Europe countries. People went in, kicked the soldiers, kicked these people who were burning the Quran. That is the highest form of iman. Our brothers in Palestine, that is the highest level of iman, because every day their brothers and sisters are passing away. If something happened to us like that day, we will mourn for 3-4 days. We will still cry and go on about it. But what do they say? Hasbun Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Because they know, they have such iman that they know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected that land of Masjid al-Quds. For 75 years, these Yahudis and Nasaras are trying to destroy and trying to make the Temple of Solomon. But they can't come right. I mean, any other country that you want to go, you can do something, you can create or build whatever you want. But a land that is being divinely protected by Almighty Allah, you can never come. You can never come across. You can never win. You can bring what you want. But if it's protected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the creator of creations, you can never come right. You can do as much as you want. And those are jannatis, those are mujahideen, those are martyrs who are there. They are, know they are guaranteed. That's why they go out, and when they come back, they cry because they never attained martyrdom. They see their brothers cry, they see their brothers on the floor. They're happy because they say, "Ya Allah, Allah accepted you as a shuhada. Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not accept me as a shuhada?" They actually question themselves, you know. But Jimulana, we must address this issue, inshallah.
Inshallah. Just two things that came to mind about the adhan. That is a symbol of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know the verse by now, chapter 22, verse 32. وَمَن يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ Who honor, whoever sanctifies the symbols of Allah, then this emanates due to the taqwa of the hearts. So that, on that basis which you've mentioned, if his intention is to call for salah at times which he's giving adhan and just making a mockery out of it, then definitely that is something that is totally abhorred and should be dealt with in the similar manner. Another thing is, then I look at myself, and then we have to question ourselves. At the time of adhan, what's happening? Are we really responding to the adhan? The person is engrossed in so many things and is ignoring the adhan. This, for us, as mu'mineen, as believers, there's something wrong in my iman if I'm just ignoring it and I'm letting it go like that. So stop, recite, respond to the adhan. This is something, remember, we want the shafa'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, wajabat shafa'ati, that my shafa'a is wajib for this person who responds to the adhan, he recites the dua thereafter. And the du'as, we'll play it now, just now, also after the du'ar adhan. Brother Suleiman, I think you do have those du'as.
Yeah, the du'as.
Someone did request it, and they said, please, can we continue playing those du'as? It's beneficial. So this year, it's beautiful that by reciting something, you become a jannati. And of course, everything, as you mentioned, Brother Suleiman, that these are mujahideen. But remember, it's also about their internal, external, all of this. We are totally hopeful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives them and does and gives them a handsome reward, because what they are doing, many of us cannot do. Many of us can't even speak in favor of them because of, I don't know what is it. Allah protect us, Ummah. And as you've mentioned, to protect the laws of Allah, احفظ الله يحفظك. Protect Allah means protect the commands of Allah. Allah will protect you. Easy way. Wherever the law of Allah, sometimes we can't practice, but someone's harming, someone's burning a Quran, I have to be there. Look at that Israeli we spoke about last week, standing and urinating on the Quran Sharif. That's something that causes us to burn, and how can you do such a thing like this? So similarly, we should be every law of Allah. Let's see how we can protect it. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin.
We say jazakallah khairan to Mawlana Zaid for those inspiring words, and inshallah Mawlana, I will provide that evidence with you for you, inshallah, then you can work on it, inshallah.
Inshallah, jazakumullah khairan.
Barakallahu fik. And it's gone 3 minutes to one Central African time. We say jazakallah khairan to the listeners and of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Now we're going to go for our Dhuha Razan, and thereafter will be the Life of Seer with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahab. Fi amanillah, ma'a salama. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
شكرا يا ربي شكرا.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.